This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are, you guys, are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Busy day today, right? All over the place. McMaster's out, bolted in. I know you've been hearing that all day long, right? And what I love is the left is going out there already. See, I started. I didn't even give you an intro. It's all right, though. I'm excited. What? Well, can I finish my at least my two sentences here?
Maybe.
And then we'll go. Go ahead. We'll just, I'll go out and get coffee. I'll be back in a half hour. Go ahead. Anyway, John Bolton replaces H.R. McMaster as the White House National Security Advisor. It's about time. McMaster hasn't been on the same page as our president. That's the other thing that people keep forgetting. When you're the boss, you need people on your side. Not allowing you to do stupid stuff, but at least backing you up. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can have a whole bunch of... Listen, if you head up to the website, there's stories up there you can read. You can give me your email address. I mean, a lot happening. All right. Our mad black man, our mad conservative black man from Texas is going to join us. You guys got to give me something, you know, what is it? Our teed off conservative black man from Texas. See, it's got to kind of come together. You know what I'm saying? He's going to join us after the first break, and I am sure, I am positive he is extremely wound up about everything going down. You know, when it comes to this whole thing with McMaster's in the White House. I know. See, I jumped into it again. Sorry. Just head up to the website, learn more about me, the show, and how to buy stuff. You have to have, if you've ever run a business, and most of these boneheads at CNN and some of these news, they've never run a business. They don't have a clue. So when you're running your business, you have to have people around you that may not always look. I didn't always agree with my bosses on how to make something happen or a solution for a project, but they were my bosses. Unless it was illegal or immoral or against God, I did it. And I'll tell you what, if I didn't have people loyal to me on my team, I didn't do it. I didn't keep them. They gotta go. You know, you're fired. Out of here. It's really that simple. It ain't that hard. You don't even need a college degree to know when somebody's not on your side and to get rid of them. Anyway, yes, like I said, we'll be joined by Corey Duncan after the break. I'm all excited about the march this Saturday, aren't you? All over the country. They're going to do a march for our lives. With no real anything. They really don't have... And there's still work. Look at, in talking with somebody today about gun control, they want to raise the age to 21 to own a rifle. But wasn't the age 21 in Maryland where this young man got a pistol at 17. Because, you know, the minute you start making these laws more well-known, maybe we need to publicize them more. Maybe the criminals don't really know the law. That's why they're criminals, because they really don't know it's against the law. So maybe we need to publicize them more. Maybe we should put them up on billboards all across the country. What do you think? Maybe that's it. Maybe they're ill-informed. Because you know as well as I do, if it's against the law, nobody's going to do it, right? I love it. Fort Hood. Another one of the major shootings in this country. Done with a pistol. Let's not talk about mental health, though, right? I can't do that. These people are sick. Seriously, they're sick. And March for Our Lives. I love that. What about the lives of the unborn? Oh, you can't bring that in. That's totally different. What's different about it? You want to talk about, you want to talk about a group of humans that are really helpless? There you go. No, come on, think about it. Anyway. But listen, that's not important. What's important is that Donald Trump had consensual sex. May have had. We don't even know for sure. Right? May have had consensual sex with an adult actress. What are they called? Porn. Okay, porn. That works. I mean, all of a sudden, they're upset that somebody may have lied to them about having consensual sex. And Billy Bob Clinton must be a saint. And Mrs. Clinton's, would that be, a saintess? For supporting him. Well, I could do this all night. This is easy stuff. Come on, think about it, right? And they covered for Weinstein for years. Saint Weinstein. I mean, it didn't matter that the women didn't want to have sex with him. Didn't matter they forced himself on young girls. I mean, we did this. We could do this again all night long. And by the way, I could touch on the whole omnibus bill. Why bother? You guys know what's going on with that. Right? I mean, Ron Paul can fight this till he's blue in the face. He's not going to make a change. I mean, the bill was 2,200. See, this is why I said to you, we have no Republicans in D.C., or very few. 2,200 pages given to them at 8 o'clock last night. And we have the cojones to complain about Obamacare and the way it was handed to us. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Corey Duncan's going to join us after the break, and we will have some fun, I promise. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you saw it during the break, right? So Yvonne and her daughter, Angel, made us T-shirts, right? I'd stand up, but I don't want to see my belly. So maybe during the break, when the camera goes back, I'll stand up again. But anyhow, I always appreciate when you guys take the time to make stuff for us, send our stuff. I really do. And some of the stuff I put up and around the desk, you'll see it from time to time when a shot backs up. And Dave, is Dave in the chat room tonight? No? The one who sent us the doggy drool.
No, he's not here.
One of my sayings on the show for the old timers, you know this. I used to say, don't sit on the couch drooling all over yourself. Do something.
And Dave thought it was really funny to send me a bottle of doggy drool. Anyway, I am Joe Bastidio, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on. Here's another guy that stirs us all up, really. But he stirs me up. Corey Duncan, our mad conservative black man from Texas. I love when he's on every week. Corey, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Peter. Thank you, as always.
No, well, don't sound so excited, dude. I mean, seriously, you know? So, hey, listen, you heard what happened the other day in Maryland. We had a police officer, well-trained, with a spine, okay, and he came running around the corner when he heard the shooting, and he jumped all over it, and he probably saved, you know, God only knows how many lives he saved of young people. And what does CNN call him? You ready for this? This should set you up. They call him trigger happy. That's right. CNN called the officer who brought down the shooter in Maryland trigger happy. What did they want him to do? You sit around the side of the building and, excuse me, young man, you don't need to do this. Come on, you're embarrassing your family. You're killing. This is not the right thing to do. Don't you know that? CNN, you know, you talk about people who need some real psychological care. That's the group. Right?
Absolutely. Now you're going to make the patriotic part of me come out. The you know, the thing of it is who listens to CNN? CNN is a bunch of ignorant, stupid journalists to begin with. They are so far gone that it's... okay, so they applaud what happened when 17 people get mowed down, but yet... this guy stepped up and did, and I know where St. Mary's County at, and it's a part of Maryland, La Plata, and it's like a rural area with like the Amish, and almost near Pax River where the nuclear plant is. But anyway, it's in a part of where it's really conservative people, and they believe in God, guns, fam, patriot, being a patriot and family. So the thing of it is the fact that it's not surprising to me that CNN said this about this gentleman. Gentleman's a hero. I mean, he avoided, he stopped somebody that probably could have done a whole lot, you know, it could have been a whole lot of, park, like Parkland and stuff. And, but the thing of it is that we cannot allow, CNN or these politicians or these other people to dictate exactly what to do to stop these kind of massacres. We know CNN's objective is to push against gun control, against law-abiding citizens of the United States. We already know that's their agenda, and that's what they're pushing. That's why I say these answers that they give and the statements that they make like this is not surprising, but in all likelihood, they're condoning mass murder because they don't want, if it's an officer or if it's someone there that can stop it, hey, I agree with them totally. Shoot
take
first
him down.
And ask questions later.
That's right. Take him
right.
down. You hear what that
exactly.
officer did? He heard the shots. He didn't care whether they might have been firecrackers. He didn't care what it
right.
was. He went around that corner,
right.
and his attitude was, you stop the shooting no matter what.
Right.
I'd love to get
absolutely.
One of those CNN boneheads on to say, What exactly, how do you see this playing out? Right?
Well, they play along with the system because the system is to play socialism, and the system is to also make us, you know, to make everyone to take the guns so you can, because it's easier to take over if you take the guns, because then the law-abiding citizens will have to turn into star-crazy maniacs just to survive, because we all know that the criminals have more firepower than what the police has. And, you know, all of this, and I know you know where I'm going to probably go at with this in a few, you know, all of this is a Bilderberg agenda, and it's been running since the 60s, and now it's perpetuated because we have people that's in place right now, liberals who believe in socialism, and that's what they're teaching our sons and daughters. That's why I continue to say on all Corey and Hannah and Friends shows, that we say the same thing, and Lucretia Hughes shows, we say the same thing, is that the fact that they continue, even after Barack Obama's out of office, is to attack the Constitution. And that's what it's about. And it's a Bilderberg agenda, is to take guns. The court, and what's the biggest way? I mean, hey, in the Marine Corps, the company commander, so I can tell you the biggest way to really turn a battalion, or turn people against, or make people go at one another, is to turn them against each other, divide and conquer. And this is the way. We start, they sit back and they play us, and you know what they call us? Minions. And that's exactly what we act like sometimes instead of people. And it's more us than it is of them. And we need to start unify and get some unity here. Even if it's not about politics, and if it's just about our sovereignty, we need to start getting some unity.
Yeah. And we're terrible at it. But we're terrible at fighting, too, Corey. Come on. Honestly, you know as well as I do, you've been through it recently when you were trying to put an event together. You saw what we do to each other.
Yeah.
You know, we're so, well, not all of us. But there's a big group of us that are so about ourselves, and it's not about the cause, right? What can you do for me? The cause will drag along with us, kind of thing, right?
Right.
But it's crazy.
But you know what? But to say this, Joe, you're absolutely correct. I talked about that this morning on my rant, early morning rant at 9 a.m. I talked about it this evening also with Corey, Anna, and Friend Show that aired at 6 o'clock was the fact that we got a lot of people that's haters. And we just got a lot of people that we just gonna have to weed out because, you know, we're not gonna play in this movement. We're not gonna play sexism. We're not gonna play racism. We're not gonna do this or do that. And we're all gonna be one, and we're gonna take the fight, take the battle to these liberals and to these socialists or whatever before we lose our country altogether. And it starts with the young people, and we all need to stop dancing around it.
So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, I'm going to find out if you're a toxic male. I don't know. I think you might be because you're always talking about being a man. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Corey Duggan joins us after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
And Charlie Daniels brings us back in. I mean, you don't get it. I know I say it all the time. Get over yourself. You don't get much more Americana than Charlie Daniels. Seriously. He gets up on stage. You know there's going to be flags waving. You know what I mean? Anyway, I am Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I would give you a number. Give you a way to get in touch with us, but you know what? I'd rather hear Corey than you right now. So Corey Duncan joins us, our teed-off conservative black man from Texas. I always appreciate his time with me. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. And let me see, how many zeros should I put on this check for him to say amen?
Yeah, one. Actually, two. And it's after the dot where there's a one. So it's 1.00 for those of you who ran out of fingers.
I have one thing to say to you. That's the check bounces.
Oh, God. Well, you know, the ones I give you for coming on the show, right? Because you would never come on a show like this unless you were paid big bucks. Just ask anybody to say what I tell you to say.
I thank you, sir, for having me come on and let me polish your car. Thank you.
Oh, God. You're going to get me killed. You know, there's locals that know me, that hate me, that know me, and think that I play you. And like you don't know him. I don't care who you are. You're not going to play him. All right. You can. Matter of fact, if you want to try to play Corey, you can do it. But I want to be able to be by there and watch, because it'll be one heck of a show. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to watch what happens.
We got an old saying there on the East Coast. It's called, you can't play a player, baby.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to be able to play me, because guess what? I was born at night, not last night.
No, listen, I think the reason you can't be played, really, seriously, let's be serious. I think the reason you can't be played is because of your toxic masculinity. I'm starting to believe that as I get to know you more and more. Okay? Because, you know, I hear that doubt in your voice. Now, see, here's the deal, right? You are one, you could be violent. You sound like you'd be violent at times, okay? You obviously can't suppress your emotions,
You always talk about being a man and how others are emasculated. Those are all the key signs of toxic masculinity, which makes you very dangerous, and it could even open the door. You ready for this? For mental instability. So, you know, you and I may have to keep, I'm a little softer than you. So you and I might have to be a little, we have to be more of an arm's length, because I'm, you know, being as toxic as you are. And they're teaching this, I can tell you're buying this, they're teaching this at the, at the University of Pittsburgh. So your tax dollars, you people who live in the Pittsburgh area, right, in Pennsylvania, your tax dollars are going to teach your kids, your boys, your girls, that males, masculine males, which is kind of what you're supposed to be, okay, they're toxic, they're dangerous, and if they act anything like a male, they could have mental health issues. What do you think, Corey? These guys, have they hit it on the head or what?
Well, what I'll say is I know I'm waiting for the ambulance or the rubber truck to pull up because I know they're going to say I'm crazy. So, you know, well, hey, look, it's like this. You know, I saw this coming years ago, and I told someone, I said, you know, why is all these shows that have the intelligent woman and the bungling dad or whatever like that? I mean, you know, at first I saw it and I said, you know, as I generally do, I sit and watch before I make things because, you know, nobody likes to make assume. And I just say, and after the years, I just saw every show that Hollywood would put out is a bungling dad and an intelligent woman. Not to say that a woman's place is the kitchen and the bedroom or whatever like this, or they shouldn't be in charge, or, hey, I wouldn't care if my wife made more than me. Hey, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, my favorite is the fact that people, you know, Hollywood, because we're all, because us as humans, we're visual. We're very visual about things, and instead of, you know, they're visual about it, then what we'll do is we'll promote it on television. We'll make it trendy. We'll push it. You have to remember, Hollywood sits back, and there's a lot of psychological things that they do, and then they try it out on the public. And then once they try it out on the public, and they see that the public goes for it or goes along with it, then they keep on creating show after show after show. Yep. So that's why my thing of it is the man in the household, and a lot of them feel like, okay, hey, look, you know, they basically have let the television. A lot of people have let TV tell us how we should run our life. Do you see any more shows like My Three Sons?
No.
Little House on the Prairie.
No.
Hold on. I would even go as far as saying Good Times. I'm gonna come up to 75. Good Times. You ever seen where the father is a strong figure in the household, but the wife is still there along with him, and you know, they work as a unit, and they love God. They might have social problems with the way social issues are, but even still, you know, they still the man is a major figure, and that's what a lot of this is. A lot of these men are taken out of their situations of being a man because of what people see on television. You know, I see people, they see things like, and that's why they have to put a disclaimer. They should put a disclaimer on shows like Empire and places like, and shows like this. Look, tomorrow morning, if you see finger snapping, you are not to do finger snapping and all of this at work. Like, that's going to work.
But wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people.
But you went over something at 100 miles an hour. Look at it. Let's forget, if we can for a minute, let's forget all the stuff that Bill Cosby, you know, did with these women or what have you. But here you had a show, what was it, The Cosby Show, right? And I read so many things and saw so many interviews out of the black community who said, that's not real life, that's not a real black family. And here was a show about an American family, in my mind. I'm sorry, maybe I'm off, you tell me I'm off. But here was a show about an American family who had two prominent, successful parents and didn't fit the stereotype or the mold of the day. And it just was that. I thought it was a great show. I loved that show. And it had nothing to do with color. But in retrospect, it took all the stigma away. You just didn't have a slapstick comedy show about a black family. What, was there anything wrong with that show, really?
Well, what I'll say is I'll have to agree about the, that's not the actual, what the actual black family was, but what it taught was family values. And that I'll give it a pass on that. It didn't show what really urban. I know for sure it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that in most of the families of people that I know or whatever. But the thing is, it taught values. It was funny, and even though you gotta look at this. Like Bill Cosby was a comedian. To set him up to where he was like this, or it seemed like he wasn't a bungling dad, but it was because of his persona and because of his comedy, which really made a show and selling values to the black, to our race, and to the families that yeah, this can be done and it can happen like this, but you have to apply yourself. And my thing of it is, you had shows like, I give you Good Times. And Good Times was a show where, you know, you had people living in Chicago. I mean, that, you know, it was kind of more of, okay, I can agree with that. But, you know, I understand where both sides, you and the other side, is coming from. But personally, let me tell you something. The American dream is alive as long as the people that's running the show, the parents, keep it alive and then pass it on to your children. And I hate to do it, because here comes the unhumble dad right now. My children they live in the dream, man. This Duncan family is living the dream. The thing of it is that it takes hard work. First, it starts with the parents. You can't blame Trump or the white man and this and that. Come on, man. Step up. Be a man. Be a dad. Not sitting out on the steps smoking weed with your son. Or whatever, and thinking that's cool. That's not cool.
No, you don't. You're teaching them about real life. That's what you. We got to go for commercial. So I thought I'd wind you up just before the commercial. Anyway, I'm still the senior host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back, and I will make sure Corey's about ready to pop when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Such a love of music. I love the music. You can make fun of me all you want to. I don't really care. I got the mic. I got the switch. It works for me. So I don't really care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website. Get more information on the show. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I don't make you crazy. I tell you who might be on the show and who might not, the topics we're going to discuss, and I give you links to some of our sponsors and other stories that we're working on. So I do appreciate all the time that you spend with me. But I want to waste any more time. I always love when he's on the show with me. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. I love to get him wound up, and I know he loves to get me wound up. And so I do appreciate the time that he spends. We were just talking about the lineup during the break and how, you know, I'd love to know how some of you feel in the Facebook feed about, I don't have the high-end people on, and we could. We've been around long enough. We have enough of a decent reputation. We've had Newt Gingrich on the show. We have had, Attorney General Sessions on the show. We've had people like that on the show, and we could have more of that. But you know what? They're not living my life. Right? They're not living Corey's life. They're not living Kimberly's life. They're not living Xander's life. I want everyday people on this show that have something to say. They're not afraid to say it. And they're actually working their buns off to make a difference. So, and that's why I bring Corey on. Because I know, well, he's like me. We try to work our buns off. Not really working out so well, but we're working at it. Anyhow, Corey, thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure to appear, and I did not work my buns off. Anybody can tell you, I dodge work, and I'm just tagging along until they make me ride in a convertible in Dallas. So, you know.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. You're a nicer guy than I am, because I'll tell you what. If my kids were doing that well, I'd be looking for that 10% check that I'm entitled to. Do you know what I mean? And,
you don't have to worry. I've kept every receipt since they were like 2 or 3, and I've kept the receipt. See? So don't worry, Miss Cornessa. Don't worry. In about a month's time, I'm going to do exactly what Uncle Joe was talking about. I'm going to be coming to collect.
We'd get along great, wouldn't we? I used to say that with the kids. Like, you paying rent, or you're gone. It's really that simple.
I know her agent is probably sitting up there laughing because he tunes into this. He taps into the feed. But, Joe, I want to say always thank you. You gave me my start. You and Tammy are the best. I owe you everything, because without the Almighty God, you and my family and friends sticking behind me, you know, we got Sirius XM coming in September. I hope you can somehow be a part of that. And we got a whole slew of rallies coming up. And this is exciting times, man. It's all a part of that. I don't know if you saw that conservative Super Summer Sizzler tour, and it starts in Atlanta, Georgia on April the 16th, while good friend Lucretia Hughes is having her prosperity rally. And then after that is Jacksonville, Florida, May the 19th, no holds barred. And that's why I say us grassroots conservatives, we are Joe Mussina, Lucretia Hughes, Anna Mega, Corey Duncan, all the Erica Fluffy Reynolds. Is the new
wait a minute.
Faces
Fluffy's
of
my
the
name.
Army.
Fluffy is Pardon? My name. We'll have none
no,
of that.
Her name is Fluffy.
That's name appropriation.
Well,
I mean, seriously.
Really, Joe, do we have to get everything copywritten for you? Really?
Now, wait a minute. Before you go flying over everything, Atlanta, Georgia, what is it, April's? Did you say April 16th?
April 16th, Monday, April 16th.
Where?
We got people coming in as far as Calgary, Alberta, to support this young lady. She is a fascinating, just awesome, outspoken. You think that I'm outspoken? This young lady can beat me on any day.
I think you're a little shy and subdued at times, but On the great news talk, 1160 WCFO out of Atlanta, Georgia. That's 1160 AM. You guys, you got to check it out. Corey and his team will be out there, and you will you'll get fired up. There's no question about it. You will get fired up.
We found out today that she has me and Anna, and we're going to be introducing the speaker. So you know, I'm going to take my excedrins and my preparation H and everything else. And my Bengay with me, so I'll be ready to go. Don't draw last too hard, okay?
Oh, God. You know, to your point earlier, you were so right on with, you know, Tammy and I have been talking about it for years, where the TV shows have gone from a good, solid, decent family where, you know, everybody kind of pitches in and helps the family succeed to dad needs a lot of help because he's a blithering idiot most of the time, okay? And the tables have been flipped where dad can't do anything without the help of the kids or the mom. And years and years ago, now don't you laugh at me, but years and years ago there was this show called Cheaper by the Dozen. And it was a movie. It was a black and white movie with Myrna Loy in there, okay? And in the movie, and it's based on a true story, but in the movie they have a dozen kids, and dad is a professional, and guess what? So's mom. Even though mom had 12 kids, she's not hanging out in the kitchen washing dishes. She is a professional woman. They both run the household. They both are instrumental in the success of the children and the household. So no one was better than the other. And then what happens? I think it was Dennis Quaid, wasn't it, in the new movie, and Rene Russo? Right? They have another Cheaper by the Dozen. Well, whatever. But the bottom line with it was, all of a sudden, The dad is a flaming moron. The kids run him ragged. Mom's a professional who can't put up with dad. Tell me that that wasn't purposed that way.
Well, what I'll say is this, is the fact that this has all been perpetuated by the Hollywood people, and the Hollywood people have made this like this, and they're trying to they're not making men not be men. What they're doing, their target is what? Let's just be honest. It's to destroy the family. That's what it is. And because, and we don't even try to even watch shows. I mean, we don't even want cable, man, because that's what they're doing. They're trying to destroy the family from, and anything that you destroy, you don't destroy it from the outside. You get the cancer from within. And it continues to be a cancer because people have allowed that boob to control you. You do not let the horizontal control you. You control the horizontal. And that just came from a Twilight.
That's Outer Limits. That came from you scared me. That's Outer Limits.
You know what? You really know what your age.
You scared me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but, you know, but my thing with this is you cannot allow that to control your family because we need to all start being accountable for what these children are doing and what they're being taught. So, you know, it's down to the mother and father. That's what it's down to. And a lot of people are not standing up. They're more, you know, let's do what's trendy. Let's smoke weed together. Let's take and, you know, go to the club together, me and my son. No, that's not what it's about, man.
Yeah, it is. We want to be our kids' friends now. We want to be friends to our kids' friends. You know, it's like we're no longer parents. We want to be part of here we go. They're going to make fun of me again. We want to be part of the hip team, right? We want to fit in. We want our kids' friends to think we're a cool parent. I don't want to be the cool parent. I never wanted to be the cool parent. I knew what a headache that was going to be. I saw what other parents were doing and the headaches it was causing them. I wasn't there with them. Yeah, okay.
My mom wouldn't have said, you know, it's just that we need to get back to old school. We need to get back to old school standards. And until we do something like that, we're going to continue to spiral. And I continue to tell people my Reach One, Teach One plan, July 23rd to July 28th, back home in Houston, Texas. It's not just to run children away for for a week. It's children that's heavily into politics. And I hope you can make one of them days during the week. We're going to, you know, I'll feed you, but then you have to go home because I know you, Joe. So, but anyway.
Wait a minute. No, you know, Corey, we have got to come together. They still, you know, I do a lot of stories every week on how the left tries to separate us. And they don't, you know, they separate conservatives. They separate the right because they bring in, you know, look at what they're doing with this March for Life. They've got young kids what appear to be young kids, you know, out there asking why they're Republicans. Not why we can't come together as a whole. No, they're calling out the Republicans who only care about other Republicans, who only care about, you know, rich white folks. And I'm going, wait a minute. We're still letting them get away with that. We're still letting them get away with the fact that we are the big tent group. The Republicans are the big tent party. We're more accepting than the Dems are. And we will always be more accepting than the Dems are, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what a Democrat, a liberal, or a socialist wants to say, because we got the truth on our side, and we know exactly what we need to get back to. We need to get back to the basics, and then when we do that, you'll start seeing things clear. Hollywood, you're never going to be able to do nothing with, because they're on the take to begin with anyway, so you know what that's about.
Yeah. Hey, tell people where to find you, because we're out of time.
Corey Black, Conservative Duncan, on Facebook. Corey Prince Duncan. Always tune in to the Corey and Anna and Friends show. Soon to be coming on SiriusXM. Joe Messina, Lucretia Hughes, and the list goes on and on. Get involved. Stay involved.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. I can agree with that. All right. Don't go far. Come on back. Hey, next hour, I'm going to push this cheaper by the dozen thing because it Corey opened up a whole bunch of stuff in my mind, and that could be dangerous, and you need to hear it on the other side of the break. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.